You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 473, covering week 28, July 6th to 12th, 2026. OpenSSH 10.4, an open source client and server implementation for the SSH 2.0 and SFTP protocols, has been released. Changes include experimental support for the MLDSA 44-ED25519 combined digital signature generation scheme, which combines the ML-DSA 44 post-quantum algorithm and the ED25519 elliptic curve algorithm. Ravi Sharma of the Ubuntu Foundation's team summarized the work carried out over the past year to ensure full support for the ARM64 architecture in Ubuntu. He noted that, thanks to improved tooling and infrastructure, as well as the promotion of changes to the main Linux kernel, ARM64-specific issues were resolved over the past year. This includes package distribution through a separate repository, the lack of live kernel patch support, limited capabilities for computer gamers, and the unavailability of secure boot on laptops with Qualcomm Snapdragon chips. The F-Heroes 2 project, version 1.1.17, is now available. It recreates the Heroes of Might and Magic 2 game engine from scratch. The project code is written in C++ and is licensed under GPLv2. To run the game, you need game resource files, which can be obtained from the original Heroes of Might and Magic 2. The project includes a script for automatically downloading and extracting resources from the game's demo version, which is all you need. Valve has released Proton 11.0-1, a project based on the Wine codebase that aims to enable Windows-based Steam gaming applications to run on Linux. 11.0-1 marks the first stable release of the 11.0 branch. The project is licensed under the BSD license. Proton allows you to directly run Windows-only Steam games in the Linux client. The package includes implementations of DirectX 8, 9, 10, and 11, based on the DXVK package, and DirectX 12, based on VK3D Proton, which work by translating DirectX calls to the Vulkan API. It provides improved support to game controllers and the ability to use full-screen mode regardless of the game's supported screen resolutions. To improve the performance of multi-threaded games, the eSync and Futex/fsync mechanisms are supported. Deepin 25.2 has been released, along with the Deepin Desktop. Approximately 40 user applications, including the Deepin Music Player, the Deepin Movie Video Player, and the Deepin Store Installer and Software Installation Center. The distribution's repository includes over 8,000 packages. All the code is licensed under GPLv3. Desktop components and applications are developed using C, C++, and Go. The graphical interface is built using the Qt library. A key feature of the Deepin Desktop is the panel, which supports multiple operating modes. Classic mode more clearly separates open windows from suggested applications and displays the system tray. Performance mode is somewhat reminiscent of Unity, mixing indicators for running programs, favorite applications, and control applets. The application launcher interface offers two modes, browsing favorite applications and navigating the installed applications directory. Firewall D 2.5.0, a dynamically managed firewall built around the NFTables and IPTables packet filters, has been released. Firewall D runs as a background process, allowing dynamic packet filter rule changes via dbus without reloading packet filter rules or interrupting established connections. The project is already deployed in many Linux distributions, including RHEL 7+, Fedora 18+, and SUSE/OpenSUSE 15+. Firewall D is written in Python and licensed under the GPLv2 license. The firewall is managed using the firewall-cmd utility. When creating rules, it uses service names rather than IP addresses, network interfaces, and port numbers. The GDK firewall-config graphical interface and the Qt firewall-applet can also be used to change the firewall configuration. Support for managing the firewall via the firewall-d dbus API is available in projects such as Network Manager, Libvirt, Podman, Docker, and Fail2Ban. The developers of the Linux Mint distribution have announced the stabilization of Wayland protocol support in the Cinnamon desktop environment. The code base that forms the basis for the upcoming stable release of Cinnamon 6.8 has achieved near parity in functionality between X11 and Wayland. Linux Mint 23, scheduled for December, will be the first release in which Wayland support in Cinnamon will not be considered experimental. The 10th release of the Orbitiny desktop environment written from scratch using the Qt framework has been published. The project attempts to combine several innovative ideas previously unseen in user environments with traditional elements such as a plugin-enabled panel, an application menu, and a desktop where shortcuts can be placed. Work is currently focused on running in X-server-based environments. The code is written in C++ and is licensed under the GPL. Orbitiny specific features include invoking actions via screen gestures, icon labels, the ability to paste a file into multiple selected directories simultaneously, support for placing desktop contents in any directory, not just home desktop, and the use of separate desktop directories for each virtual desktop and monitor. Release 2.1 of LibTorrent, a BitTorrent protocol implementation designed for low memory consumption and efficient CPU usage, is now available. The library is used in torrent clients such as Deluge, QBitTorrent, Folx, Lynx, Miro, Flush, and Free Download Manager, as well as some network storage services. The LibTorrent code is written in C++ and is distributed under the BSD license. The new version includes default support for the WebTorrent protocol, which extends the BitTorrent protocol with capabilities for creating decentralized content distribution networks that operate by linking the web browsers of users viewing content. To connect website visitors to a single content delivery network, simply place special JavaScript code on the website that uses WebRTC technology for direct data exchange between browsers. The BlackOS GNU/Linux project develops a distribution based on Debian Unstable that uses a rolling update model. It uses systemd as the init system and apt package management. The project maintains its own package repository. The console build uses Debian Installer as the installer, while the graphical editions use Calamaris. The supported architectures are AMD 64, i386, and ARM 64. By default, BlackOS comes with a minimal configuration reminiscent of Arch Linux. After installation, the user receives a practically empty system with a fish shell, which can be customized to create a working environment suitable for specific tasks. LANEMU P2P VPN 0.14 has been released. It's a decentralized peer-to-peer virtual private network where participants connect directly to each other rather than through a central server. Network participants can find each other through BitTorrent trackers or BitTorrent DHT or through peer exchange with other network participants. The application is a free and open-source alternative to the Hamachi VPN and distributed under the GNU LGPL 3.0 license. It runs on Windows, GNU/Linux, FreeBSD, and macOS. Chatto, a chat platform designed for communication in communities and development teams, has been converted to open source. The platform is optimized for maximum interface responsiveness, minimal back-end resource consumption, and ease of deployment of a group chat infrastructure on its own server, independent of external services. User access is provided via a web interface accessible from a browser. The code is written in Go and is released under the AGPL v3 license. All personal data and chat history are stored encrypted using keys to individual users. In addition to text, chat, voice, and video calls, embedded multimedia messages, screen sharing, and end-to-end message encryption are supported. The platform also supports full-text search, previews of external links, presence detection, status settings, and role-based access control. The project's state is considered stable enough for production use, but not all planned functionality has been implemented yet. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll be back next week.